You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Who's behind this conspiracy? Once again, ask the question, who has the most to gain? People in high places, their names would astound you. People in low places, concealing their activities. People in all walks of life, left-wing and right-wing, students and scholars. A conspiracy of such ominous proportion that we will never, never know the whole story.
Sunday night. This is the place to be, WOR 710. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. We'll have Senator Tony Avella on last week. Thanks for getting him on, Noah. Don't call and don't email. Don't email me after like 8:45. We're an hour show. We are the number one show, so late in the show, I'm going to give everybody an advertising opportunity starting in 2016, just for January. But am I missing something here? Just tell me, what don't I understand about this? I drive up to an ATM because I needed cash, and I checked where my bank was, and my bank wasn't for 40 miles away, and I drive up to the ATM, and it has Braille lettering. Now, what am I missing here? Does anyone know any blind people who drive? I don't. What can I tell you? True story, folks. Only in America. You know, I was sick last week. I told you about the problem I had with the valet guaranteeing me that he'd go in order to get my car, and of course, I got my car last. I had to fill a prescription, and I walk into a well-known national chain. And then I went into two others just to see if it was the same. Why? Well, as I was going in, there was a woman in a walker. The doors are automatic and very frail. And she, too, was going to fill a prescription. Why do you have to walk through the whole aisle, the whole store, to fill a prescription? Shouldn't they have that, like, in the front of the store? I don't understand. Sick people need convenience. They don't deliver. Well, it's okay. Blind people can get money out of drive-through ATMs, and sick people have to walk to the back of the store. Anyway, a couple of things that I'm going to rant about today. Those aren't rants. Those are observations. But 34th Street. You know, in Manhattan, you can turn into the Midtown Tunnel. I think it's between 1st and 2nd Avenue. You can turn into the Midtown Tunnel. I went to a Association for a Better New York breakfast this week, and it was a who's who of New York City schmoozing that breakfast. I was lucky enough to even get a couple of selfies with former Mayor David Dinkins, and the chairwoman of the Taxi Limousine Commission was there, and a lot of commissioners were there. Had a couple of minutes with Police Commissioner Bratton. Got a selfie with him. And when I left the hotel, the fastest way for me to get back to my office is to take the Midtown Tunnel and hit the Long Island Expressway. So I go eastbound on 34th Street, and there's a lot of traffic as usual. And there's a traffic officer there waving me on. I have the light to make a left turn onto that street that goes into the Midtown Tunnel. And as I'm turning, there's a bicycle who's going eastbound on 34th Street in the westbound lane. And I came so close to hitting that bicyclist. You know, he was going the wrong direction, on the wrong side of the street, not in a bike lane. I mean, what's going on here? You know, all we talk about is bike lanes. You know, everybody's calling in. The traffic is worse than ever. The bike lanes are worse than ever. What about these jerks who don't even use bike lanes and go the wrong way and against traffic and against lights? And the guy who's just trying to get to work, doing nothing wrong, almost paralyzes him. It's ridiculous. And that reminds me, last week Harold called, and he was talking about the bike lanes and how he calls the Department of Transportation daily. And he didn't have the phone number, but he did email me the phone number. And he said, there's a very nice lady named Nina who will pick up the phone. And please give this valuable phone number to all your listeners several times over the course of your show and encourage them to call the DOT and complain about the dedicated bike lanes. I'm a relatively new listener. I enjoy the show very much. Please keep performing this valuable public service. Thank you. The phone number for the DOT, 212-839-6244. If you want to complain about the bike lanes, give Nina a call. 212-839-6244. How's that? So, our phone number here is 800-321-0710, and my email address is taxihale@AOL.com. It's supposed to be 70 degrees this Christmas Day. I'm dreaming of a sweaty Christmas. 70 degrees this Christmas Day. You know, I did something this year that I wanted to do my entire life. I bought a classic car, and I store it in a storage unit. I wanted to make sure it was prepared, because I want to drive that car on Christmas Day. It's a nice car. I found a flat tire under the skirt yesterday, and my spare was flat. So today, I called AAA, and I specifically mentioned that I had a flat on the rear left, and I only needed air, not a tire change, and that my spare was also flat. All right, the 10 minutes over the hour didn't bother me. They got there an hour and 10 minutes because the driver called me from AAA and said, I don't have any GPS, so can you give me directions? I don't have any GPS. It's 2015, almost 2016. Amazing. So I explain my situation, my predicament to AAA. Not a problem, Mr. Pollock. We'll take care of it. And of course, nice guy gets out of the car. And it's not the first time this happened to me, folks. He takes out a lug wrench. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm here to change your flat tire. I said, I don't want a flat tire change. My spare's flat. I need air. Oh, nobody told me that. So he gets his tank of compressed air out of the trunk of his car. And guess what, folks? There's no air in his compressed air tank. You're AAA. How do you have no air in your compressed air tank? I said, oh, you must have had other calls who needed air. Nope, you're the first one. What's going on here? He says, I guess I'll have to go to a gas station and fill it up. So managed to get together $2 and quarters, and he came back about 25 minutes later, and as he's putting air in the rear tire, I noticed the tire's not rising. So I said, it's not taking any air. It's not taking any air. Stop what you're doing and fill the spare. Okay. So he stops what he's doing. He goes to fill the spare. He was out of air again. I was so frustrated. I drove the car back into the storage unit, basically on its rim. And I'm not going to have my car for Christmas Day. I'm just very upset. Okay? Very, very upset. Bicyclists going the wrong way. Inept system at AAA, and they're usually very good. You want to change a flat? they're the guys you want to call to change a flat. Unless you need air in your tire. They're not the guys you need to change the flat.
Oh. My gosh.
So, as usual, there's a lot to talk about. And we already have phone calls. So let me just tell you something about Harold's phone number in the DOT. You want to complain about dedicated bike lanes, 212-839-6244. There's a Manhattan City councilman who wants to see how much traffic is caused by delivery trucks. Finally, something smart. Okay, so he wants to require the Department of Transportation to study truck delivery south of 59th Street in Manhattan and in all this downtown Brooklyn. He wants to see if traffic would improve if trucks made deliveries overnight from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. instead of the rush hour. Now, everybody's thought of that. We've always said that. The problem seems to be, in case you don't know what the problem is the Teamsters. You know, you got to pay night differential and all that stuff. But the point is, the time they'd save would probably more than cover that. You know, they can handle three customers for every one customer if there's no traffic. So the city councilman raised the idea of congestion pricing for delivery trucks or an outright ban on them during rush hours. Now, Harold was telling us you have the parking, the dedicated bike lane, and delivery trucks have to actually stop in one lane of traffic for flow. And then on the other side, you have the bus lane, so you virtually have one lane on a major avenue. I should say multiple major avenues in Manhattan for traffic to flow by. It's stupid. It's stupid. My God, we're paying people who are stupid. I hope no one stupid calls this show. Oh, I don't want to scare you. Our number is 800-321-0710. Okay, let's take our first caller. Is that Dale from Houston, Texas?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to New York City.
Glad to be here. I wanted to call and tell you a little bit about my experiences with Uber as a driver. They're in the news quite a bit. The economy here when oil goes down, everybody loses their job, and a couple years ago that happened to me. My wife was suffering from cancer, and we were desperate for money. I was approached by an Uber recruiter that said, hey, a guy like you with a chauffeur's license, you can come work Uber Black.
I'm sorry, your name is Dale?
Dale, yeah.
And you said when the price of oil drops, a lot of people in Texas lose jobs, right?
Exactly.
And now I understand the barrel is about $35.50. I just heard that yesterday.
It's horrible.
So you had a sick wife, and a recruiter recruited you to work for Uber. Tell us what happened.
I'm a chemical engineer. I'm an educated, pretty smart guy. This fellow told me all our drivers make $1,000 a week. If you have a chauffeur's license like you do, you can go out and buy a black limo car, make three to four times that. I said, come again. Our limo drivers make $3,000 to $4,000 a week. Well, I ran to the Uber office and said, "Look, my wife's got cancer. I can't swing and miss on this opportunity. If this is a scam, let me know. But these guys are telling me I can make $3,000 to $4,000 if I go out and buy a luxury limo." And she said, "Absolutely."
Did you go out and buy
drivers.
A luxury limo?
I did. I went out and bought a Lexus LS 460 for about $40,000.
And how much money did you start making?
After about 2 months of fumbling with their incompetence, I topped out at about $800 to $1,000, and it's been in a constant downward spiral ever since. And it went from the $800 to $1,000, you know, some weeks like when the rodeo's in Houston, you can make $1,000 a week. Normal. After about 6 months, it was $300, $400, $500 a week, depending on whether their phones were working, the apps were working. And before Uber got here, there were about 2,500 taxi and limo drivers. Uber now has reportedly about 10,000 drivers in the city of Houston. Nobody's making money. It takes 6 hours to get, if you go to the airport where the money's at, airport trips is where the money's at in this business. It takes you 6 hours waiting in the parking lot to get a trip. All the drivers are furious. And I finally spoke out. I called Uber up, and, well, you can't call them. I texted them. I said, you know, this is just a big fraud. You told me I was going to make all this money. You know, I bought a car. My expenses are more than I was making. You know, I make, it costs me about $2,000 a month for the car payments, insurance, and gas. And at the end of that letter, I got a response that you've been terminated for poor performance. On the contrary, every client I'd pick up, it's a nice Lexus. I give out beer and wine to all my clients, snacks in the morning, and they say I'm the best driver they've ever had. I had the highest scores in the city.
They let you go?
They terminated me by email for, as they said, your recent performance is under industry area averages. They terminated.
Well, I guess they don't like telling you the secret that their whole thing is taken 25. Is it 25% that they took out of your fares down in Houston also?
It was, and it went up to 28% without any kind of notice or warning.
And let me just ask you this. I mean, this is a terrible story. First of all, is your wife okay?
She's 8 years now, cancer-free.
All right. We love survivors on this show.
Yep, yep.
So how much did you make, did you earn, after you take the car payments, the gasoline, your insurance? What did you really earn to take home to your wife every week?
At the tail end, when I started speaking out, it was break-even. I would make $500 a week. $1,000 every 2 weeks, $2,000 a month, and my payments were right at, you know, the car payment and insurance is about $1,100 a month, and about $800 to $900 in gas. You're putting a full tank of gas every couple of days because they tell you, we need you here, we need you here, we're surging over here, go to this area. So you're out driving around 15 hours a day thinking you're going to get trips, and the apps don't work, what have you, and, at the tail end, it was basically breaking. I was living off money from other private clients that I had found through friends and other associations, and that essentially gave me income. And without that, certainly Uber wasn't responsible for anything except
Dale,
lies. And
I'm glad you found the Taxi Dave show. I'm glad you listened. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're venting. There are some similarities to what happened in Houston from what I understand from our callers that happens in New York City as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't drive for Uber anymore. Is that true? Is that
no,
true?
I do not.
Well,
no.
Please, keep listening and call in again. Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and sharing your personal story. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dale. Wow. Houston, you know, you don't think about how oil affects major cities in this country. Oh, boy. Well, a taxi trade organization in New York City launched an ad campaign. Now, instead of seeing Uber ads where they guarantee you $10,000 in 6 months, you'll see an ad that says, I've seen them all over the place, drive yellow, make green. And the ads are underwritten by the Metropolitan Taxi Cab Board of Trade. You'll see them on Facebook, on ethnic media, on the backs of buses, inside yellow cabs, of course. And the head of the MTBOT, Ron Sherman, was quoted as saying, "Taxis continue to be a compelling choice of transport for New Yorkers and a reliable career path for drivers." So there is now an ad campaign going on. For those of you who take buses, real quick, the slowest bus in Manhattan at 3.1 miles per hour is the M66. M is for Manhattan. In Brooklyn, it's the B35. In the Bronx, it's the BX2. And in Queens, it's the Q58. Staten Island is also in it, the S48/98. Those are the slowest buses in New York City. It's amazing that Traffic is so bad. Thousands of people complain about the traffic. The buses aren't moving. But we're adding more bike lanes that are dedicated. All right, let's screw up traffic some more. All right, we have a number of callers at 800-321-0710. And let me just go in order. Bob from Long Island, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too, my boy.
I missed you last week because I was at a Christmas party for Toys for Tots around here.
Oh, that's a good organization.
Very. We had a good turnout and lots of toys. The Marines didn't show up, but everybody else did.
Okay.
Anyway, I was listening to that thing with the Uber. There's a sign in Queensboro Plaza on the subway station, in the L station, $7,000 a month, sitting up there bold as brass. So is that for real or not? Question. That's another thing.
I don't
think
Dale
thinks
it's for real.
And the other thing is this. Back in the old days, back in 1915 thereabouts, they had the jitney drivers. And they were trying to replace the streetcars in a number of cities, including New York, by the way. And they found out that what they wound up doing was taking the traffic off of the heavy-duty streetcar routes. And what happened was the cost that the operations, because they didn't pay taxes or anything else like that, shades of Uber, they wound up, a lot of them went out of business very quickly. The history is there if anybody cares to look for it.
You know, Bob, people want to know how bad traffic is. It's so bad that in October, the MTA set a new record of riders on the subway, a new one-day record. Now, they've been keeping records for 30 years now.
Yeah.
6,217,621. That's 6.2 million passengers in one day on the subway.
And that was set. That equals the record of 1947 thereabouts. That's how long it's been.
And the average weekend ridership is at a 45-year high as well, because people just can't get around in the city. So they go to other places. Look, Bob, you got a little buzzing on your phone, so I'm going to have to let you go. But thanks for being a loyal listener and caller into the Taxi Dave Show.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. JFK Mike, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, first, Dave, happy everything to you and happy everything to everyone everywhere. That's first, I want to say that.
Okay, that's what the Lord said. Go ahead.
Exactly. Now, I had a few passengers in my cab follow me on this little bizarre Uber thing. They say they call Uber. The Uber guy gets the phone. If he doesn't like the destination, he makes believe he can't find you. And since he's being tracked by the GPS, he goes around and up and back and says, "Where are you? I can't see you. I can't see you." And then finally, he doesn't pick up the job, and he cancels the job and hits their credit card for $5 or $10, I think she said it was. So if the guy gets the call and doesn't like the call, he plays make-believe, like he can't find the passenger, so he can get another call. And one guy was telling me, they can make about $40 at JFK without even leaving the airport. Just keep getting calls saying, "I can't find you." But they do have to drive a little bit real slow to make believe they're looking for someone, which might explain the traffic as well. So I just want to throw that out, if anybody's heard of this alleged phony scam where they make believe they can't find the passenger when in reality they just don't want to pick up that passenger and take them to, let's say, the one lady said she was going out to Bed-Stuy from Manhattan. So she saw him driving by, and he said, "I can't see you. Where are you? Where are you?" And eventually didn't pick her up. And I think they then hit her credit card for a $10 no-show. Have you ever heard that deal before?
Actually, I have.
You
actually,
have?
I have. You know,
that's insane. Yeah.
You bring to light some of the, I guess it sounds like a scam. If the public's being ripped off and charged because the guy doesn't like where the destination is or what the people look like, is what you're saying.
Right.
Is there a hint of racism there?
Oh, my goodness. By the way, the lady who was telling me this was, in fact, a very presentable, middle-aged African-American woman. She wasn't like, a hoochie. She was like a very refined African-American lady who was an executive, and she was very cool about it. And I said, "Listen, that's wrong, especially if the guy passes by, looks at you, and drives away." So that's really wrong. So, oh, and another thing on top of that, I'm wondering if Al Roker is going to investigate about the guy, the black guy in the wheelchair, who said he can't get an Uber car, and he's very upset that he can't get an Uber car. So if Al Roker's listening, please look into Uber and their, maybe they don't pick up people in wheelchairs. I don't know. Does Uber pick up handicapped people anymore?
There's not one handicapped vehicle in any of the black car, Uber black car associations groups.
Wow. Anyway.
Okay.
So that's,
what are you valued at? $60 billion, not one. Yellow cabs starting January 1st as they retire. 50% of the fleet is going to be wheelchair accessible. Okay?
Yeah. Well, let me get out of here. I don't want to get a ticket, but listen, you have a great show. And like I said, the thing the city should work on, listen, Uber is picking and choosing fares. Apparently, they're refusing people, and they're not providing service for a wheelchair accessible vehicle. So at what point does the city start the, you know, getting to it, because that's just ridiculous. So anyway, just Happy New Year, and if I could mention that little website, nyctaxinews.com, that would be great too.
Okay, nyctaxinews.com. That is great. Actually, Abe just sent me an email. For less than $20, you can buy an air pump that plugs into your cigarette lighter at Walmart. I always have one with me. I've used it many times. Well, I bought one more than 10 times that price that attaches to your battery. It has battery cables. And I tried to pump that tire up for about an hour. And it was, there's something wrong with the rim, I guess. But it's always good because you can plug, you know, devices into your cigarette lighter that help you move around. So we're getting calls about Uber, basically. And one from Houston, Texas, from Dale. That was some story. All right, our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. We have a couple of emails. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Let me just tell you once again, put out this number. If you want to complain about dedicated bike lanes, call 212-839-6244. And Bob talked about donating to Tots, you know, Toys for Tots. There's a lot of hungry people, folks, especially when you hear the stats that 1 in 4 Americans who are living in poverty, and more than a third of those are children. 1 in 4 Americans are living in poverty, and a third of them are children. You know, people are struggling to pay their rent, pay their bills. Food becomes a luxury, and they just can't afford the food. You know, I mean, do I want to be thrown out on the street, or do we want to eat? I was lucky enough one evening this week to go to a food pantry and see firsthand what they do. This particular food pantry provides food for 385 families. That day, they were giving away one whole chicken and all the condiments. Thanksgiving, they gave away a turkey for everybody and all the condiments and food. People don't have food to eat. Now is the time to donate to food pantries. Now, the one that I'm going to be donating to tomorrow is called the Country Kids Food Pantry. And people try to be proud. You know, no one likes to be seen getting handouts. They're proud. People are proud, but they have no choice. The economy isn't great for everybody. The world isn't great for everybody. So the next time you go out for dinner, just think about what that money you're spending on dinner, how it can feed, how many families it could feed, how many children who are hungry it can feed. You know, if you think you're going to buy, you know, a friend of mine today, Kevin from Betty's restaurant in Washingtonville, was saying, you know, he donates to the food pantry, he has a restaurant, but they'd rather have money, because if someone donates 2 boxes of Cheerios, and let's say it costs $5, for $5 they could get 10 times that through the food bank link system that they have throughout New York State. You know, they're all 501c3s, and families are hungry. So please whether you donate, whether you volunteer your time, the need is real, and people are hungry. So I just wanted to put that out there. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. We'll have our special guest, Senator Tony Avella, and I'll read some of your emails, and there's some more news that's on the horizon. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And I'm Taxi Dave. And if you need air for your tires, don't call AAA. Stay tuned for more. Go, go on.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado with Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That damn point, just about halfway. And you know it was the hottest part of the day.
Welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And here's an email from Mr. Khan. Dear Taxi Dave, at United Terminal Taxi Stand on December 5th at 6:45 p.m., the first taxi on line, 7 Apple 79, refused a female passenger with a child to go to the Bronx, 730 Grand Concourse. I was the second taxi on line, and the dispatcher, Keith L., gave me the Bronx fare, and the first taxi got another fare. I asked the dispatcher, how come that driver got another fare after refusing a passenger? And the dispatcher told me, let me do my job. Is that dispatcher's job to protect the rules or to break the rules? And that's from Abul Khan. Well, obviously, his job is to protect the rules. He shouldn't be breaking the rules. You can't refuse a call. Okay? I mean, JFK Mike was talking about some interesting refusal techniques for $5, but we have a number of callers. Someone who just called, I'm going to take his call. His name is Uncle Ali, and he's a driver for Uber, and he wants to defend Uber. So let's get Uncle Ali on right now.
Hey.
Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you for having me on your show. I'm an Uber X driver in Connecticut.
Okay, so what do you say when, you know, people are saying they're driving around not picking up people and the $5 and $10 charges are adding up, or a guy in calls from Houston?
Yeah, that's not true, and I'll tell you why. I don't know where my passenger is going until they get in the car. Let's say, for example, if I have to pick something up on someone up on Greenwich Avenue, you know, 321 Greenwich Avenue, I don't know until they get in the car if they're going to the Greenwich train station for $3, which I want to vomit, or if they want to go to New York City for $80, which then I'm happy.
Well, I hope you don't vomit. But yeah. I think what Mike was saying was it was more when they eyeball the passenger and they look like they're not going or they may be going to someplace undesirable, they kind of pass it by.
Yeah, but that's hard to tell because, you know something, I've taken some scroungy-looking teenagers to $10 million homes because I Google the address, you know, out of curiosity in Greenwich, and it's amazing, you know, some of the homes.
Okay. So you're with UberX. What kind of car do you drive?
Oh, I drive a lowly little, you know, Honda Accord. It has passenger plates, because in Connecticut, you can be an UberX driver with passenger plates.
With passenger plates. I mean, you wouldn't tell me if you had any side deals with people who want to go to the airports that you where you avoid the Uber app, would you?
Trust me, if someone knew that I was going to the airport and, you know, knew that I could take them and wanted to give me $100 or whatever, they could take me to so-and-so, absolutely, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. And the guy, Dale, from Houston was talking about what he was promised to make, what he actually was making, and then when he complained, they let him go. That was in Houston, Texas. That's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you share with us what you're making about?
I only do it part-time because I have a retail job, so it's like, you know, I do it maybe 10, 15 hours a week. But, you know, it's not much. It's almost as pathetic as retail, considering you're killing your car. So, you know, I'm making probably about $15 an hour.
All right. Uncle Allie, I want to thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and to responding and defending Uber the way you just did. Thanks for calling, and I appreciate it.
Okay, take care, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, here's another email we have from Mike. Surge pricing happens frequently at rush hours or when there's an inclement weather, whether it be rain, snow, cold, even hot summer days. The reason for this is that it's harder to find a taxi at these hours, so Uber and the likes are more in demand. Taxis are idle at their garages in large quantities right now. A way to eliminate surge pricing without any new laws to increase the desire of FHV drivers to drive yellow taxis. This will increase taxi availability and diminish surge pricing in Uber cars. Well, I got to tell you something. Right now, if you are driving an Uber car, if you have an FHV license, you can now drive a yellow cab without a hack license. All you need is sponsorship. You can go into the Taxi Insider newspaper and look at all the places where it says to lease a medallion. Any of those places will be glad to sponsor you. And you will drive a yellow cab with an FHV license. How do you like that? So sponsorship is alive and well. And if you're thinking about leaving Uber, that's how you can do it. That's one way to do it anyway. You heard it here on Taxi Dave Show, folks. Let's take a call from Charles in Brooklyn. Hello, Charles in Brooklyn.
Yeah. When you're filling the air in your tire on one of those hookups to your cigarette lighter battery, probably best to jack it up because it takes a lot to lift a heavy car. And out of curiosity, what kind of car did you buy?
74 Cadillac Eldorado convertible.
That's a heavy car. Yeah, you need to jack that baby up and take your spare tire and then, you know, take them both to the tire shop and check them out.
I'm not even going to try to jack that car up. I need somebody with a one of those, what do you call them?
What you need is one of those little bottle jacks, you know. Like
there you go.
Or something.
Right, the bottle jacks with the hydro, man. You just pump it up, and that's the way to do it. Hey, Charles, I want to thank you for, you're right, the car is very heavy, and that's probably why couldn't get any air in it no matter what. You need like 1,000 pounds of pressure to put air in that.
Yeah, that's about a 4,000-pound car.
So let me ask you something. Do you drive at all in New York City or in Brooklyn?
No, I had a stroke after New York State Trooper tried to shoot me while I was eating McDonald's for no bus driver eating McDonald's fake law.
Wait. A state trooper shot at you for eating a McDonald's?
He tried to. I faked the gun. He took off. Had a stroke right after that. You know, that'll give you a stroke. And then NYPD tried to shoot me a First Avenue fixed bus on 7th Second Floor.
Why?
Pick me for, They hire crazy people. Just like the police commissioner Kelly. He actually wrote a letter, which I personally saw, said that a bus parking ticket is a criminal felony. It's a ticket, stupid.
A bus parking ticket? Parking in a bus stop is a felony? Is that what you're saying?
Wherever they give you a ticket for parking a bus, he wrote a letter, which I personally saw, said that bus parking ticket is a criminal felony. It's a ticket, stupid. They took
Charles,
a leaf for driving in the bus lane.
I don't want to hear about anything stupid. I had my own stupid this week. All right? But let me ask you something. What do you do for a living?
Well, I can't do anything. I'm, you know.
What did you do for a living?
I was driving on a charter bus for 30 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
lost the business and everything because of that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and sorry about your help. But thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. I hope we make you smile, and we certainly got you motivated to call in.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. All right. Tom O'Connor, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Dave.
Hello,
Merry
Tom.
And a happy new year, Dave.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, Santa Claus. He's hanging out, and I'll tell you, he's doing a great job. Dave, about Uber.
My Uber?
A lot of people that call Uber and people that don't call don't realize that Uber has what they call surge pricing. And surge pricing, most people don't even know the definition until they pay the bill. I mean, that's horrible. There should be a way that the consumer should know exactly what the rate is on Uber's surge pricing. It's a bad situation. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah, it's certainly a mouthful, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Dave.
And listening to the Taxi Dave Show. What could I say?
All right, Dave, the only thing I could say is we got to move faster, and with the right approaches, I think we could destroy the Uber service in the city of New York,
Meba?
And we'll get back to some real business in the yellow and the rest of the black car industry.
Well, I don't think we want to destroy anybody. I just think we want a fair shake, a fair deal. We want equality. We want equal protection. You know, I mean, where do you come off? You know, drivers don't want to drive accessible vehicles because they're not hybrids.
But you can
go somewhere else, and these guys are picking up illegally on the streets, street hails. Stand in Manhattan at any corner. Put your hand up. There's no yellow cab. Watch what happens. If any other car but a yellow cab stops for you, it's illegal.
They're
destroying an industry because people are saying, well, why should I invest a lot of money in a medallion if I could be a thief legally, illegally, and not have any repercussions for what I'm doing?
So that's the reason why we have a taxi and limousines commission that's totally inefficient. If they should be out there doing their job, but instead they're out there penalizing the yellow cab industry that supports them. And the end result is that they're not doing the job, and they let these fellows go and do what they want to do. It's all political. And also, the big Wall Street firms have a lot of activity in this thing. Goldman Sachs lent them $50 million to destroy us, and they're going to give them another $50 million right now they're negotiating. So what do you think about that?
They're making a lot of money. Well, they will. Somebody's going to be making a lot of money. I don't know who's behind
it. $100 million laid out by Goldman Sachs down there on the west side of Manhattan and Wall Street. When you pass by with your yellow cab, just beep your horn and let them know that you're still alive.
All right, Tom.
That's all I got to say, Dave.
Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Right on, thank you.
Got an email from Billy on the Uber cancellation. I have to call out the BS on that caller. Uber drivers cannot see the destination until the passenger is picked up, so that's not why they cancel. Some Uber drivers just don't know their way around. Thank you for that, Billy. And Benjamin writes, us drivers have no clue what the passenger's destination is until the passenger's in the car. We accept or not all trips blindly, and that's from Mr. Pastor. Thank you. Oh, I just stumbled onto your show. I'll be listening as often as I can. So thank you, Pastor. And what do we have over here? This is a long one, and I don't want to bore you. I'm boring enough without reading long, boring emails, so we'll leave that alone. Now let's go back to our phones. But first I want to tell you something. I did get something in the mail. A 10-minute walk can benefit vascular health after lengthy sitting. That's a study. So by taking a break to go for a brief walk, workers can reverse damage to blood vessels caused by prolonged sitting, according to research from the University of Missouri. Anybody out there have a job where they sit for long periods of time? After the participant sat at a desk for 6 hours, blood flows in an artery in their lower leg. The blood flow in an artery in the lower leg, known as the popliteal artery, was significantly decreased. After the participants walked for 10 minutes at their own pace, the blood flow and vascular function was improved. So thank you from Hack. Maybe you would like to share this with drivers. So that's from Hack, who mailed it to me, no name, just Hack out there. Thanks for sending it. And that's why you see some people at the airport lots when they're waiting, walking around the airport. They're getting the blood flow going again. Okay. When we come back, we will take some more of your phone calls. We have some more news. And I am Taxi Dave. I will discuss when we come back also special advertising rates on the air and even in the newspaper after January 1st. We are the number one radio show in this time slot for talkers. And all in all, with all radio shows on the ratings we got, we're number 10. That's including music, folks. So sit back and enjoy a little bit of Allman Brothers. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Stay tuned.
Wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. You got no nerve, baby, to turn up a jump from your door.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Taxi Dave Show. This is Taxi Dave. I'm back. The New York State Police and local law enforcement across all the New York State are participating in the National Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. And that's going to go on through January 1st. So drivers can expect to see sobriety checkpoints and increased patrols along roadways all over New York State. In addition to the DWI checkpoints and patrols, troopers are going to be watching for distracted drivers, and also if you're not wearing your seatbelts and all that good stuff that gets you in trouble. Now, during last year's crackdown, the state police issued more than 49,000 tickets, 17,000 were speeders, 1,700 for distracted driving, 700 for move over law, and 702 people were arrested for DWI. So don't drink and drive, folks. Put your hand up. Take a yellow cab. Call a car service. Don't drink and drive. It's tempting this time of the year, especially when it's going to be 70 degrees on Christmas Day. Never thought I'd be saying that. So, Joe, you don't believe in global warming, huh? We've been having this argument for years, but it's okay. Hey, we got a regular, Charbel. Welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I do have three quick topics to talk about. First of all, Uber is talking about driverless cars, and their drivers didn't get it yet. So we should explain it probably to them. Driverless car means car has no drivers. So basically, obviously, very soon Uber they don't need any drivers to sit behind steering wheels and drive passengers. That's number one.
That's a very good point. Especially since Google made a $200 million investment in Uber, and Google is the one who's pushing the driverless car. Wouldn't it be interesting? Gee, then how much would Uber get on each fare if there was no driver involved? Think about that, guys and girls. What's number two?
Number two.
I don't mean literally. I mean, just tell me the second thing you want to talk about.
Okay, number two. The MTA, they are losing a lot of money because of the bike lane. Bike lane did choke the traffic, and the people at DOT, they didn't get it. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Then, bike lanes, yeah, they didn't get it. You know, I'm in a stupid mood. Aren't they stupid when traffic backs up because cars have to make left turns? If there's two or three cars that want to make a left turn, it works. If there's more than two or three cars, it backs up into the flow of traffic. It's ridiculous. They don't work.
And they're taking parking away.
And I remember Harold last week saying he actually stood there and counted them with someone from the Department of Transportation. And if you want to complain about the dedicated bike lanes, feel free to call 212-839-6244. Go ahead.
And Wednesday night I was going to LaGuardia at 5:30. Believe me, David, the traffic was from the highway sign was bumper to bumper going in toward LaGuardia. From the highway to United, it did cost me about $12 to drop off at that destination.
Why do you think there was so much traffic?
Well, there is no enforcement. There is no portfolio policeman. There is no security. Nobody is doing the job. God forbid. What job is that? Nobody is controlling the traffic. Nobody telling all the black cars and private cars to move. You know, and I don't see the portfolio policeman at night. And no security telling the people to move. God forbid, how about there is terrorist attack or fire at the airport? No emergency vehicle can get into the airport, so that Terminal C and B and D.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that at the airport, Charvel. You know, obviously, it's the busiest time of the year, and, I mean, they're not controlling traffic? It's one
big
traffic.
I saw it in my own eyes.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, thanks again for listening and calling the Taxi Dave radio show. I do appreciate it. And everyone else out there, don't drink and drive. Okay? I know it's hard for some of you, but don't drink and drive. It's a charitable time of year. My favorite up here is the Country Kids Food Pantry. One out of four Americans are living in poverty. A third of them are children. We need to donate money to food pantries. It's imperative. Last week I urged you to donate to safe homes for those abused in domestic violence. Every week I may come up with something else. But I got to tell you, think about how lucky you are. You know, think about how lucky you are. Some of you, you know, aren't very lucky. You may be ill, you may be sick, you may be under duress. You listen to the radio, maybe you can't afford a TV. But there are a lot of kind people out there, there really are, who want to help and need to help. And the first thing we have to do is feed America. Before we feed anybody else, anywhere else, let's feed America. Okay? Bruce, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, Dave, good to hear your show. It reminds me of the days when I drove taxi back in the mid-70s.
Oh, we probably drove together.
Yeah, maybe we did. So, I mount my own tires, I repair my own tires, I do everything with tires. Generally, first of all, the weight of the car has nothing to do with whether the tire is going to hold the air or not. If it doesn't hold air, either your rim is damaged or frequently they get corroded, there's corrosion between the bead of the tire where it seats against the rim and air will leak out, or there's damage to the tire. The weight of the vehicle has nothing to do with it.
There you go. That's the first logical explanation I've heard. Thank you.
Yeah, oh yeah. And by the way, one way of a very easy way of testing whether you have leaks or not, just carry a plastic bottle, put some little dish detergent in water with a spray head, and all you got to do is spray around the bead, the area close to the rim, and you can see tiny bubbles forming, and then right away you know you have a leak. You know you have a leak at the where it seats against the rim, or elsewhere. It's an excellent little tool, especially if like every day you notice you're losing a pound or two. You know, after 2 or 3 days, then at least you can find where the problem is.
All right, Bruce, I got to thank you for calling into the Taxi Dave Show. We've run out of time. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate all your listeners making us number one. Listen, advertising on this show in January and in the newspaper, send me an email at taxihale@AOL.com, taxihale@AOL.com. For $100, you're going to get an ad on this show and in my taxi newspaper. This is Taxi Dave. God bless you all. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Well, I'll see you before New Year. I'll see you on the radio. All right, I got to go now. Hey, taxi.